Well, human, it seems like you're regretting your life choices a bit now that you've been captured and tied up. Don't look at me with those sad eyes. It's not like that's going to do anything to help you. I, the fearsome and powerful Papyrus, will deliver your sorry ass to King Asgore, while you will surely meet a most horrible fate. What do you have to say about that? Oh, I guess you can't talk with that gag in your mouth. I guess you wouldn't mind if I had a little fun with you before handing you over to the king, then. Great, I'm glad. Normally, I don't do anything with humans. You're all soft and squishy. It's fucking weird and nothing like what I'm used to. But I guess a little indulgence every now and then doesn't hurt. So, let's get started. Your body is so fucking boring. You could use a little decoration. You squirm a lot when I touch your nipples like that. Does that mean they're sensitive? This might be a bit painful then. These nipple clamps are pretty heavy too. Isn't that just too fucking bad? On goes the first one. Those muffled cries of yours. It's actually getting me hard. What a surprise. Not many people can get me excited like this. But your whimpering does nothing to sway me. Here goes the second one. There you go. You look a lot more sexy now with those on your tits. And if I pull on them like this... Such a nice reaction I get. Oh, are you crying already? That's fucking pathetic. Regardless of me capturing you or not, you would never have survived in Underfell. What you need is to be trained to take pain with dignity. And I have the perfect thing for that. Hold on. No, not the sounding. It's too early for that. The shock collar will be later. I guess I don't want to use that either. Can't have the human bleeding out before I get her to Asgard. Ah! Here it is! My trusty crop. A guarantee to get you screaming in delight or your money back. You're already twitching just from me dragging it down your thighs. Looks like we have a lot more training to do. I really have my work cut out for me. Don't worry, human. You'll learn to take a lot more pain eventually. All you need is a little practice. Yes. This device works a lot better on your soft flesh than it does on bones. Although I don't think I need to hit as hard as I usually do. That might even make a bruise. We can only hope so. Look how nice and red your thighs are becoming. And you're still crying. Pitiful. You're a fucking waste of space. Even more so than my brother. I wonder just how you'd react if I brought the crop down across your tits. It must already be so sore from the clamps. How do you think that would feel? Oh, you're all hunched forward now. You aren't allowed to do that, you bitch. Up you go. I want to see that pretty face contort in pain. Ah, there you go. You look positively delicious. You act like you're not enjoying that, and yet... Just as I thought. Your cunt is absolutely soaked. That means that you think all of this feels good, don't you? I'd kink shame the fuck out of you if I didn't get off on hurting people myself. Does it feel good if I grab your clitoris like that? You're squirming quite a bit. How fucking adorable. I know something that will make you feel really good then. I'll just take this bullet vibrator and slip it into your panties like so. It holds it into place perfectly. And it must feel very good. You're fucking drooling like a dog. Look at what you've done to me. I'm rock fucking hard. You need to take responsibility for that. But first, you look so uncomfortable. Why don't we take out that gag for a bit? And there. That should do it. Still don't want you talking. Bleeding and crying is a major turnoff, don't you think? Now I have something really fun planned next. I don't think it will be as fun for you as it is for me, though. I need to grab a little device for it. I know I have it close by. It's called a spider O-ring gag. Looks uncomfortable, doesn't it? Hold still, human. If you try to bite me, I might have to snap your fucking neck. I'll just strap it on like this. And perfect. This look suits you. Now you're nice and ready to be my personal masturbation toy. Sorry that the O-ring is so large. I can't help having a massive cock. Hopefully you won't die when I shove it to the back of your throat. No promises, though. Your mouth is so wet and hot. It feels really good to shove my cock in there. Do you like it when I grab you by the hair and throat fuck you like that? You probably do, you slutty little fuck. If I grab you by the throat, I can feel my cock thrusting into you. Do you even have a gag reflex? We could test that. I'm going to shove my cock all the way into you, and then I'm going to stay there. You won't suffocate, will you? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and out. Oh, not too bad, human. Seeing you squirm and hearing you choke on my cock is very exciting. I don't think I'll give you to King Asgore just yet. Not until you've been properly trained. Now, are you ready to get your face painted with my cum? I'm getting very close. Your mouth feels simply amazing. I come deep in the back of your throat, but I think you'd look much more attractive covered in it. Alright, you whore. I'm going to come. Fuck. Look at you. You look positively degraded. Your body is quivering and twitching. Are you getting close to? On your back. Why don't I take over for that vibrator? Move the underwear to the side and... Doesn't that feel much better than that little toy? And how about when I use my tongue too? I like the way you taste, human. Now I order you to come for me. Mm-mm. There you go. Look at that mess you've made. Forget that. Look at the mess you've become. Cheeks wet with tears, drooling all over the place. You're in no state at all to be taken to King Asgore. We're going to have to do a lot more training before I hand you over. Why don't we begin phase 2?